From Quality Radio Productions, it's Sounds from the Global Village, a musical trip around the world. I'm Jake Longwell. On today's program, we'll be listening to selections from three compilations in the extensive Rough Guide series of compilations from the UK-based World Music Network. We'll begin with selections from the Rough Guide to Ultimate Musical Adventures, a nice random world music sampler of sorts. And we'll begin our journey in the UK as we turn to the duo of Ravi Pal and Daljit Matu, and a fine example of Bhangra. Bhangra is a form of dance music fusing traditional Punjabi dance music of northern India with modern European electronic grooves. This is their piece, Captain Bhangra Da.
Thank you. Thank you. عشمتني سهرتني لا عشمتني سهرتني ولا انت عشمتني سهرتني ولا انت داري عيني تسهر تقول لي قلبي ما كنت خالي بعد ده كله ازاي ينسوك وانت اللي عيني شافوك حبوك بعد ده كله ازاي ينسوك وانت اللي عيني شافوك حبوك
مكتوب علينا سهر الليالي مع الحلوة أبو قلبي خالي مكتوب علينا علينا سهر الليالي مع الحلوة أبو قلبي خالي عيني تبكي تقول رأيته ولا قلبي يشكي يقول هويته بعد ده كل ازاي ينسو وانت اللي عليا اشوفك حبوك بعد ده كله 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 ازاي ينسو وانت اللي عليا اشوفك حبوك
Levántate, levántate, tú suelta la reina y libérate.
Music from Ozomatli, a seven-piece band from the L.A. area, known for fusing various aspects of Latin music together in their performance, everything from rock to funk to hip-hop. We heard La Gallina. Before that, from Egypt, singer Sami Ali, best known for supplying vocal accompaniment to belly dancers throughout the Middle East. We heard his piece Ashimtini. Also back there, more Latin sounds, this time of the Afro-Cuban variety, from pianist and bandleader Wayne Gorbea, hailing from the Bronx, his style of piano playing heavily influenced by Eddie and Charlie Palmieri. We heard his piece Prakatun, and we began the set and also the hour with some Bhangra out of the UK from Ravi Bal and Daljit Matu, Captain Bhangra Da, all from the compilation The Rough Guide to Ultimate Musical Adventures. We'll turn next to the compilation The Rough Guide to the Best Music You've Never Heard, featuring some lesser-known and undiscovered at that time world music artists, many of whom have since released full-length albums on the sister labels of the World Music Network, the Riverboat and Introducing labels, respectively. We'll begin the set with music from the band Hangai. They hail from China, but the band is made up of members of the Mongolian community in China. As a result, they fuse Mongolian folk music with contemporary influences, including punk rock, for example. We'll listen to their piece, Five Heroes.
Stop. Yeah. La asesina volvió. La asesina que mató mi corazón volvió. Volvió, volvió, volvió. Chicken Bad. La asesina volvió. Complacida no quedó. Chicken Bad. La asesina volvió. Complacida no quedó.
Calito al monte. El acordeón 5 estrellas. Moving on.
Hello, Sheila. Bahamarayo. Chica. Chica, Eshiska.
Machen Jude in my closet, hier ich mi mache wein grömach.
Fallu hilo horo ele, fallu hilo hiri nisso, fallu hilo horo ele.
Some music from Maggie McInnes, a folk singer from Scotland, the daughter of folk singer Flora McNeil, and a piece sung in Scots Gaelic, which I will not attempt to pronounce. Rather, I'll give you the English translation. Fortunately, that's included here. Early today, I set out. Before that, music from Saba, an actress-turned-singer. She was born in Mogadishu, Somalia, to an Italian father and an Ethiopian mother. As a result, she performs music which draws from both her African and European heritage. We hear the title track from her debut album as a singer, Jitka, or The Line. Before that, some merengue from the Dominican Republic from Carlitos Almonte y su acordeón cinco estrellas, his five accordion stars. We heard La Asesina. Also back there, an instrumental from the Kolpakov duo. Hailing from Russia, the duo is comprised of the uncle-nephew guitar team of Alexander and Vadim Kolpakov. Performing music in the Russian gypsy tradition, we heard Grushemka, and we began the set with Hangai, some Mongolian music from China, the piece Five Heroes. All of those tracks on the album The Rough Guide to the Best Music You've Never Heard. And we are featuring selections from three volumes in the extensive Rough Guide series from the World Music Network on today's edition of Sounds from the Global Village. Program number 1611 in the series. I'm Jake Longwell. Before we get back to the music, I'd like to remind you that if you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you'd like more information about this or previous episodes in the series, or if you'd like to stream this or previous episodes at your convenience, then please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. One more Rough Guide to feature before we wrap up this hour, and we'll turn to a 2016 release from the World Music Network. And this compilation won't be as random as the previous two that we featured, in that all of the tracks here have a common theme. This is The Rough Guide to a World of Psychedelia. Yes, as the title implies, it's a nice collection of classic and contemporary psychedelic rock from around the world. We'll begin our journey in Brazil as we turn to the band Laranja Freak, formed in Porto Alegre, Brazil in 1997. They perform in a style which they dub frantic psychedelic music. This is Alérgico de Flores.
Sou alérgico a flores. Sou alérgico a flores. Sou alérgico a flores. Sou alérgico a flores. Vamos deitar na grama, da grama fazer de cama. Só tem a pena de mim. Não olhe perto do jasmim. We'll be right back. pudim. Pois sou alérgico a flores.
Whoa, 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 wh That I don't do for the color. And yet, the other time, if I'm gonna will be doing willing in Jedeva, if I'm gonna get an eye, can you will look when I'm Chapuba? When I'm Chapuba, I'm saying, but can if I'm gonna when I'm be doing willing in Jedeva?
Oh,
some of the sounds emerging from pre-Khmer Rouge Cambodia, where there was quite a psychedelic scene happening in the late 60s and early 70s. We heard from Yos Olarang and the track Ciclo. Before that, from Nigeria, some psychedelic-tinged, guitar-driven West African highlife from the early 70s, from the late guitarist and singer Celestine Ukwu. In the early 70s, Celestine made a musical comeback. His recording and touring were cut short in the 1960s as a result of the Nigerian Civil War. Celestine passed away in 1979. We listen to the track Abyalu Beonye Abyabunya Okukwe. And we began the set with some more recent psychedelic sounds from Brazil, more specifically from the Porto Alegre area, from the band Laranja Freak and the track Alérgico de Flores. All three tracks from The Rough Guide to a World of Psychedelia, a 2016 release in the ever-growing Rough Guide series from the World Music Network label. A nice album demonstrating the influence that psychedelic music had far beyond America and Europe. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I do hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another musical trip around the world. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.